Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God warned Eli to correct his boys and get a hold of them, and he didn't do it. And in process of time, the Lord said here, why kick ye at my sacrifice and my offering which I've commanded in my habitation, and ye honor your sons above me? See, Eli made a very bad choice in choosing not to correct his sons and, if necessary, put them out of the ministry. Somebody said, that's harsh. It would have been easier than them dying and getting judged, right, later on. Yeah. In doing that, he's honoring his family and his kids more than he's honoring God. Now, yes, you're to love your kids and you're to love your spouse and you're to love your family and do what you know to take care of your family, but you're not supposed to honor your family above God. You're to honor the poor and bless the poor, but you're not supposed to honor the poor above God. He said, why are you doing this? Honoring your sons above me. Verse 30, wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. That was the will and plan of God. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. Can you lose the honor and privilege and place God gave you by doing what? By despising it, acting like it's not worth anything, acting like it's not important, doesn't mean anything. Oh, I'll go if I want to. I don't have time. Now, I know we've shared a few things along this line. Are you with me? Do you understand what a drought our nation is in this area? Our nation is hurting in this area. We've got kids that grew up with parents that had parents that were never taught honor and never taught respect. And they don't respect their teachers or their coaches. People don't respect their employers. They don't respect their pastors. I was at a church a while back, and I was talking with the pastor. It was important. And I got interrupted 15 times by nothing, junk. Anybody and their brother thought they could come and interrupt us and talk about anything and do anything, and they actually hindered what God was doing. And I didn't feel like I could say anything to the pastor. He didn't seem to see anything wrong with it. They obviously had not a clue what they were doing. These things are hindered. And a lot of times people don't realize, why don't we have meetings like this? And why don't we have moves like this? And they don't realize they haven't respected what God has given them. They've treated it like it's nothing. And so you don't qualify for more. But the ones, the Lord's talking to us about this during the week of increase, wasn't He? Same kind of thing. Why? Not to reprove us, not to make us feel bad. Well, if you need reproof, yeah, you can take some. But it's because He wants to give us more. Come on, can you see this? But you don't cast your pearls before swine. What does that mean? Pigs don't appreciate pearls. They don't know the difference between pearls and pebbles. They'll trample them in the mud just like they will a rock. They don't know the difference. So you'd be foolish if you gave them pearls. Well, God's not going to give us precious things, and we don't even value what we got now. We'll have to step up. I said, we'll have to step up. How many believe the Spirit of God is saying to us, stir up, step up, right? Do you believe that? And come up. Come up. And He said, I'm not going to let people that despise my things like this and got no time and don't care about it, I'm not going to let them continue. Even though that was my plan, I gave it to them. But now they've disqualified themselves. Because they don't value it. They don't honor it. Read the rest of it. What did He say? Be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Who in here has time for God? I want to know. Are you sure? Oh, you're so busy. You're busy. You got work. You got school. You got sports. You got... Who in here has time for God? I want to know. You got time for God?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How about your talents and skills that God has given you? Would you use them for the Lord?
Yes.
Would you use them for the Lord?
Yes.
Your treasure.
Yes.
How about your treasure?
Yes.
Can you spare some of your treasure?
Yes.
How many of we ought not give Him the leftovers? We ought to give Him the first part.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
First, honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase.
Yes.
And your barns will be filled with plenty.
Yes.
And your presses will burst out with new wine.
Yes.
How many think we ought to treat God's things in a certain way? I know back years ago, I just thought I was through. I'm not through. I got a story to tell you. You got time?
Yes.
If this is important to you,
yes.
You got time.
Yes.
If something else is more important to you, you need to really look at it, don't you? Huh? How many understand fried chicken is not more important than anointed word and revelation? Carnal people. Now you laugh, but there's a lot of people. They will pick fried chicken and a biscuit over a word from God. They will. And they'll do it every time and not make an apology. And their life will be so empty and so shallow and so small. And it'll be over in a flash. And they'll wake up only too late to realize there was more to life than chicken and biscuits. Or there could have been. Spiritual people love spiritual things more. They'll use vacation days. They'll spend savings. They will get up early. They will travel to across the earth. They will stay late. Come on, are you with me? Why? Because this is of great value to them. This is precious to them. Because it's not just a man or woman or a church or a service. It's God's anointing, God's revelation, God's word, God's things. I was in a meeting up north. This has been 25 years ago. And I wasn't thinking anymore about this fella and about his church that was 1,000 miles away. And while I'm praying, the Lord brings this man to me. He's a pastor. I know him. And he said, his vehicle doesn't please me. I thought, really? I didn't have a clue what he had or didn't have. I didn't have any idea. Does God care about these things or not?
Yes.
He does, but it's for reasons some folks haven't realized. It's not just about transportation.
Right.
And I thought, well, Lord, okay. He said, his vehicle doesn't please me. It's inadequate. I thought, Lord, if you care about it, I care about it. What can I do? We had just gotten our first little airplane. It's a little single engine, little small airplane. And I had just got where I could fly it by myself. We'd been out of town for weeks. He said, when you get home, you get in that little airplane I just gave you, and you go over there. And he'll find out you're in town. And he'll ask you to speak. When he does, you say yes, and this is what I want you to speak on. Sure enough, happened just that way. I went over there. He found out I was there. He called where I was. He said, you going to be in town over the weekend? I said, yeah, just played dumb, you know. He said, would you speak for me on Sunday? I said, well, if you want me to. And he said, yeah. And the passage the Lord gave me to speak was in Ephesians where it said, and the Lord gave gifts unto men.
Wow.
And it talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Are these gifts?
Yes.
How should you treat a gift from God?
Great respect.
And the Lord showed me this. He said, you have, this is the, I don't mean I heard a voice. Now, all this came up in my heart to my mind, enlightening me, and I knew it was Him talking to me. He said, you have two watches there at the house. I got more than that now, thank the Lord. Back there, I had one that was a rubber Timex that I swim in. And another one Brother Copeland had given it to me. It was a pilot's watch, and it was a nice one. And I had a little special box I put it in. Now, I didn't wear it all the time. He said, you'll come in, you'll take that rubber Timex, and you'll throw it on the counter. It'll bounce off and hit the floor. You don't even care. He said, but that other watch, you take that and you fasten it and you wipe it off and you put it in the little box. You got a place right there for it. What am I doing? Am I treating them differently?
Yes.
Why am I treating them differently? This one I barely value.
Right.
Well, I think we paid $12 for it when it was new, and that was a long time ago. This one, not just that it was expensive and it was nice, but it was also who it came from and how it came. It was important to me because it meant something to him and it meant something to me. I still got that watch too. And he said, you have a special place for it. You put it in a nice place and you take care of it in a certain way because you value it. And you tell them, you tell the people in that church that I gave them these gifts. And if they don't value them, I can easily send them somewhere else. He said, and you tell them that I'm not pleased with his vehicle. And if they don't want to do anything about it, you will. I thought, I will? He said, yeah, you will. And I said, okay, I will. And I brought my check for part of it,
yes,
hoping they would get it. But knowing that if they don't, I'm supposed to believe for the rest. But praise God, you're only hearing part of the message. I wasn't hard and mean with them. I gave them what I believe the Lord gave me. And before it was over, man, that bunch rose up and they put him in a very nice, very, and not long after that, they built him a new house too. Glory to God. And they're still there, and that place has flourished. And at the end of the service, the word of the Lord came to me. And the Lord said, now, you've put him in a new car. And he said, the next time you return, talking about me, next time you come back, there'll be a lot of new cars in the parking lot.
Yay.
Talking about the people.
Yes.
Well, that's the ways of God, isn't it?
Yes.
Why? Because it wasn't about making a big... And the man, he's such a good man, and him and his wife, they didn't care. They would have drove an old piece of junk till the wheels fell off. But God cares. And if you don't honor his things and his people, you're not honoring him. And if you don't honor him, you won't be honored. It's not just about preachers. It's about believers. It's about the church. It's about the ministry. Every part of the things of God. Those that honor me, I will honor.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.